Today is Wednesday, September 30th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we talked about Mark's birthday and his root canal, and just to give an update on that, he hasn't had any pain whatsoever from the root canal. So either his mouth was completely dead already, his mouth, or he's got a high tolerance for pain, or I'm not really sure. But anyway, yeah, he's doing good. So after that, Monday he did that. On Tuesday, really nothing of note happened. I didn't have a podcast to do. Because I do Throwing Down on Tuesdays, but I do it every other Tuesday. And I've moved all of my podcasting to in the week. Because I've just decided, you know, I do Geeky Gay 5 days a week. And you listen. And that's Monday through Friday. And I want to keep my weekends free. So I moved Mix Minus to Friday nights because Daniel didn't care. And I thought, you know, once he starts going to Disney more often, I figure that usually happens on a Saturday. So that could eat into our Mix Minus recording. So I figured that would work better for him anyway. And then we were already doing But First on Monday nights. So that also was in the week. And so everything worked out for that. I did, however, I had a meeting that went really, for some reason, I've been in a lot of meetings the last couple of weeks that have gone to six or later. Well, to six. I don't want to be a drama queen, but to six. And, you know, most of us here in the Bentonville office, we end our day around 5 or 5:30. And so, but we have a lot of people that we work with that are in California, especially in the technology area. Because we have a big technology office in California, and most of the work that's done on like the Walmart app and Walmart.com, a lot of that gets done out of the California offices. And, you know, we put an office out there because we wanted to be able to hire talent in the Bay Area. And so, well, you know, they're 2 hours behind us, and I've been doing a lot of work collaborating with teams out there. And so they'll schedule a meeting at 3 o'clock their time, and it's 5 our time. And so it's like a 5 to 6 meeting. Anyway, so we had a 5 to 6 meeting yesterday, and then I needed to record Geeky Gay for you lovely folks. And then I had the But First episode from Monday evening that I still needed to edit. So after I got done recording Geeky Gay, I went ahead and edited it and put it out. And then I proceeded to edit But First and release it. And then Mark and I, we did not work out because I was like, can we just take another? Actually, I actually asked him, can we take a week off? Can we take an entire week off and just, you know, start back next week? Because we already missed Monday. But he's like, no, because apparently Victory Week is next week, which is the last week of the P90X series. And after we finish, he wants to switch to doing something, even maybe something really simple, like just walking every day or something like that. And so so he's like, no, let's please do it because I want to finish up next week and then start something new. We're both so sick of P90X. And as I've discussed before, apparently no matter how hard you work out, if you eat Whataburger 3 times a week, it doesn't help. So we could walk every day and just fix our diet, or I could fix my diet and probably do better than we're doing on P90X at the moment. So I was like, okay, fine. But we did take a break last night. We had Popeyes for dinner because I didn't feel like cooking because work was just beating me down. And I thought all day long, I contemplated whether or not I was going to watch the debates. And so I don't deal well watching uncomfortable things. Like I don't I knew it was going to be uncomfortable. I do not. One of the reasons I don't like watching news at the moment is because I don't like to see Trump stories because he makes me so uncomfortable. Like all the things that he says, I blocked his Twitter account because I did not want to. I just couldn't handle, you know, reading it. And so I kept debating, you know, well, I want to know what happens, but, and what if Biden does a really bad job and that will depress me, you know? So I ended up not watching that. And I decided I was just going to read some articles and, you know, and go through the articles and, you know, see how it went by reading it, but not hearing anything. Apparently it was a shit show. And most people say Biden did marginally better than Trump, but a lot of people are still not even happy with how Biden did because apparently it got too, I don't know, teenage fighty. I'm not really sure. Apparently it just got very argumentative. But I mean, what do you do? I mean, if you were up there and you were trying to debate with Trump, you're trying to have like a logical conversation where you're stating your point and then they're giving their point. And this bully is just interrupting you, spouting lies, interrupting the moderator, you know, all of this stuff that he does. I mean, luckily, I think they had a rule that, well, I didn't watch it, so I don't know. But from the photos I've seen, it looked like they pretty much stayed behind their podiums. So maybe they had a rule for COVID that you had to stay 6 feet apart. Because I remember when Trump debated Hillary and he would like follow her around the stage. It was crazy. It was really crazy. So anyway, I decided not to watch that. Instead, we watched The Weakest Link with Jane Lynch. And I actually enjoyed it. Weakest Link is like my favorite all-time game show. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. When I lived in England, my boyfriend at the time and I, Nathan, we went to a taping of Weakest Link with Anne Robinson. Or Robbins, or whatever her last name was. I can't remember, but Anne. And she's the nicest lady. Like when the camera, you know, when they're not recording for the episode, when she's talking to the audience, she was like laughing and joking and everything. And then the camera would come on and she would just put on that stern face, you know, that school marm sort of face. And so anyway, I love that game show. And when they brought it back to the U.S., or when they brought it to the U.S., it didn't do that well, and so it got canceled after maybe two seasons. I'm not sure whether it was one or two. And a lot of stuff that I read said, you know, it just wasn't resonating with the American audience because she was so mean. I don't know. I wonder how it'll do now with, like, all the Trump fiends who apparently love people being bullies and being mean. Maybe that'll really play to that audience. I don't know. But anyway, so we watched Weakest Link. I really liked it. I thought Jane Lynch did a good job. You can't totally try to reproduce what someone else who made a role or a hosting job famous. You can't completely do everything that they did. So she did put her spin on it, but there was enough of that, you know, brashness or whatever, and kind of biting humor that was really good. And then she, you know, she put in some more silly parts of Jane Lynch as well. But I really enjoyed it. So if you enjoy Weakest Link or you enjoy game shows, you should. It's an NBC show. You can get it on, I don't know what streaming service, but you can definitely get it on YouTube TV. You can find it on NBC. NBC probably has an app. I don't know. Is that the Peacock app? Now I don't even know. But anyway, regardless, you can find it. It's out there. All right, well, let's read some tweets because it's been a little while. So let's look at some tweets. Gary says, one of the good things about working out for you should be that you are doing it with Mark. That should be some good quality time. Well, yeah, Gary, but I mean, Mark and I are together. We're sitting on the couch watching TV all night long. And I would rather be sitting on the couch watching TV than working out. I'm still spending quality time with Mark. Kathy Bacon tells me that she worked 36 hours of comp time in 7 days. And she's putting in for 25 hours of paid overtime for the next 4 days and buying a new iPad with the money. I guess she said, what a coincidence. I don't know if you're talking about the fact that I bought a Surface Duo. I do have a story about that, but I decided I'm going to talk about it on Mix Minus, so I'm not talking about it on Geeky Gay. I'm saving it. So you guys should come over on Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and listen to Mix Minus live, and you'll hear the story. Scotty Battler heard that I was stopping all of my podcasts. Not true. And then there's some interchange between Sam and the Hinterlands about Butt First. Bacon, Kathy Bacon says, I need to get a probiotic, preferably from your pharmacy fridge. Clean out your guts, have a great salad for 3 days, and see what happens the fourth day. Quit fast food now. Thanks. Now, I don't know, Kathy, are you just telling me this is the way I need to start losing weight? Or are you telling me that cleaning out my guts will somehow rid me of my fast food addiction? And Mark hates salads, so, and we always eat together, so I don't, you know, that's a hard thing for me to do. What else? Dean Barney just posted a picture of Whataburger. Oh, that was related to Mix Minus. So Kathy Bacon again gives me some instruction on having fresh corn. In fact, one of the ladies in my church when I was growing up used to do this, and it was so good, and she always had corn in the freezer that she could pull out and microwave, and it was so good. But anyway, she says, blanch sweet corn on the cob and store it in freezer bags. Good idea. I should do that. It's too late now. I'll have to wait till next year. And then she says, did I miss pictures of the famous bar stools? No, I didn't post any, but you know what? Maybe I'll put pictures of bar stools in the post for this episode. And, I don't know what you mean, Kathy. She said you did stairs in lieu of P90X times four. I didn't know it was what a burger. What a burger. Oh, she didn't know it was what a burger. And she tells me I do not sleep late enough. And happy birthday to Mark. Gary asked me if I went to Mass with Mark. No, he told me on Saturday night that he had decided not to go. And then he woke me up 20 minutes before Mass and said he had changed his mind. And I didn't have time to get ready. So he went on his own. Mark Resist says he's not unsubscribed from Big Fatty, but he's just been busy. And he means Geeky Gay level of busy. And he says he did play the trumpet. There are more, but I'm going to stop there because I'm running out of time. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.